The debate over outdoor green space in Pemberton rages on as construction continues on the Pemberton Children's Center expansion project. Site prep work for the expansion began in late 2022, necessitating the relocation of the nearby nature play park and playscape structure. The Village of Pemberton, VOP, received $2,771,000 through the Child Care BC New Spaces Fund for the expansion in April 2022. At a Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday, April 9, officials discussed the possible relocation of the play area, while councillors also raised concerns over the ever-disappearing green space in Pemberton's downtown core. Pemberton Valley Utilities and Services, PVUS, Committee Director Russell Mack and Alternate Jan Kennett were also present at the meeting. Location options on the table April 9 included the community center, Den Duff Park, or any other site. Many parents previously advocated for the return of the Nature Play Park to the community center area as it has easy access to water, washrooms and shade. Mayor Mike Richman hoped the discussion would shine some light on the topic. "This has been a unique experience for me on council," he said. "Generally, we have been able to come to some sort of decision. On this one, we have reached a stalemate." Richman asked staff a few questions to kick the conversation off and get people up to speed, and asked for clarity about how the reinstallation of the playscape will be funded. "If we build it on the Pemberton Valley Community Center grounds, then would the building costs potentially be absorbed through the daycare grant?" he asked. "If we were to reinstall it somewhere else, there would be extra costs involved," recreation manager Christine Burns said. It was unlikely funds would be left over from the new daycare. "Had this happened earlier on, of course that would have been absorbed. At this juncture, it looks like all of those funds are going to be spent," she said. Richman asked if components of the playground could be shrunk or moved so it wouldn't take up as much space. "We can definitely work with the playground installers," Burns said. "All we need to take into consideration would be making sure that the playground installation meets safety standards." Burns said money will be needed regardless of where the playground is located. "The biggest obstacle is going to be budget," she said. "There is nothing in the five-year plan that accounts for the reinstallation of the playground." Councillor Ted Craddock asked if the cost was still expected at about $50,000, to which Burns replied staff expect a 10% increase on the quote they originally received in 2022. Craddock noted council is nearing the deadline for its budget this year. Mack voiced concern funds were not already allocated for the reinstallation of the playscape. "I'm kind of disappointed that we don't have a budget for this," he said. "No matter where it goes. How did that happen?" The Village of Pemberton's Chief Administrative Officer, Elizabeth Tracy, noted that, through an agreement with the developer, there is potential that proceeds could be used for the reinstallation, she said. Count. Jenny Helmer said the whole debate goes back to council's need to protect green space in the downtown area. "I want to speak to this green space issue because I think this is what is at the heart of why we are at this point of friction," she said. "We are trying to maximize the little green space that we have downtown. It's about how we can have enough green space to service the population levels that we are seeing." Count. Katrina Nightingale echoed Helmer's comments, saying green spaces are for all ages. "We are going to densify and we are going to grow at an extraordinary rate, in a way that I'm not sure we are all quite ready for," she said. "Our consideration right now needs to be what value are we, as a community, placing on green space. I know we are surrounded by forests and mountains, but within the context of our footprint as a village, it's a very small green space." Nightingale also noted many of the homes being built at the moment do not have large gardens. "We are building apartments and townhomes with limited green space," she said. Count. Laura Ramsden said she has lived in multiple apartments, and empathized with others who lack green space in their homes, noting it is much easier for those who own land. "Downtown is only going to become more dense," she said. "Once we take away from that space, it's going to be very hard to give back." Richman emphasized any decision made will have to reflect what the community itself wants. "One of the things that hasn't been mentioned here that has really impacted me is the fact that we always talk about listening to the public," he said. "We are not replacing the green space with a parking lot or a shopping mall. There is still space for all of our demographics to interact in that space." He added the majority of letters council has received asked for the playscape to be put back in its original location. Council agreed to see if it was possible to shrink the playscape and place it in the north end of the Great Lawn, as close to the daycare as possible. Council also directed staff to hire a landscape architect for up to $10,000, reconfiguring the playscape for the north end of the Great Lawn next to the daycare, and asked staff to find funds for council's share of the project.